I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Now we turn to a film that's getting a lot of attention in the run-up to Oscar season. It's called Life of Pi, and it's based on Jan Martel's best-selling novel of the same name. At its heart, it is the story of an Indian teenager who is the sole survivor of a terrible accident at sea. But the story comes with a surprising and terrifying twist.
My name is Pi Patel. I have been in a shipwreck. I am on a lifeboat alone with the tiger. Please send help.
That was actor Suraj Sharma in the film Life of Pi, and he joins us now from our bureau in New York. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
I understand that more than 3,000 young men auditioned to be Pi. So it was a bit of a surprise, I mean, wasn't it?
You
weren't a trained actor.
No, I'd never acted before. I didn't even go to the audition really to, I mean, expecting to get the role, or even expecting to audition at that point. I was really just going to, as moral support for my brother, and then I guess I just got really, really lucky. So, yep.
So, I don't want to get into family dynamics here, but you were just going to keep your brother company. This is the part that the story that I had read. Uh-huh. And how did it happen then that you wound up reading for the part?
Well, basically, the casting director in my city was also my brother's drama theater teacher, and he knew my family. I was sitting on the couch waiting for my brother to get done, and he comes up to me and he said, "You know what, Suraj, you're like a teenage Indian boy. You should try as well." And I said, "Fine, yeah, I might as well." And I did. And you know, initially, it was really easy. I just had to introduce myself and stuff like that. So did that. Callbacks kept happening. And I guess I kept getting lucky. And finally, I had to go meet Ang Lee in Bombay. And then I was so nervous, I messed up my entire first scene that I had to do with him. He directed me for the first time. And then we did it again. And I ended up almost crying.
Were you supposed to be crying? I'm just going to make
sure
to be. Okay. Well, there's a lot to cry about in this film. So had you been familiar with the book before you started auditioning? I wanted to ask about that because this book evokes very strong reactions. I mean, some people just love it, but some people just find it terrifying and mm-hmm. the whole business, right? So you mm-hmm. had not read it before.
No, I hadn't read it until like the third audition or something. I mean, I didn't know what I was auditioning for. I didn't know anything. So when I found out, I was like, okay, I should read the book. And I did three times.
What did you think of it?
Initially, it's a little bit slow. And then eventually it really grabs onto you. And then you just stuck. I mean, I read more than 3/4 of the book in one day. And the initial part I read in like 4, so you can imagine what I went through. And then once I finished reading it, you know, the thing about the book is you take a certain amount of time reading it, and then you take like 3 times as more time just thinking about what you read.
The book is stunning in its own way. And then mm-hmm. there is the film, which is visually absolutely stunning. And there's the scene early in the film where you're thrown from a ship, you barely make it into the lifeboat. It's terrifying to watch. And I just wondered, what was it like to film that?
It was pretty crazy, you know. Thing about Daoyan. Oh, I call Ang Lee Daoyan because I just do. Anyway, he makes everything really real, whether it's your own acting or the emotions you have to undergo or the sets. So at that point, it really was like I was on a ship trying to just, you know, get my family safe because, you know, we want this huge multiple ton vessel on this huge metallic, like mechanical hand being, you know, thrown around, and there was rain, and it was just really real. And it was pretty scary.
Could you swim before?
No.
You couldn't swim either?
No, I didn't know how to swim.
You didn't know how to act and you didn't know how to swim.
Yeah. We went through 3 months of training. You know, I didn't know a lot of things that I had to do. I'd never been in the ocean before that either. I mean, I come from a landlocked city really far away from the ocean, so the max I had ever done was, you know, get my feet into the surf right at the end of the, you know, at the beach. That's about all I knew about the ocean, and, you know, things changed, I guess.
I guess they did. Okay. And presumably you'd never acted with a tiger before either.
No. Right. I mean, I never did. I never got to.
You were never in the same
boat
with
nope.
the tiger.
Nope.
Were you anywhere near the tiger? Did you meet the tiger? There are four tigers, as I understand, who are part of the production. Did you ever meet the tiger, any of the tigers?
Well, I met them from the other side of the enclosure, but they never really let me get too close to the tiger because it was apparently too dangerous.
They're tigers.
I mean, it is too dangerous, actually. Yeah, I don't want to mess with tigers. But, I would watch them for a really, really long time. Sometimes I would spend like 2-3 hours just looking at them being trained and just watching how and what they do. Sometimes you look at them and you think, oh, that's just a big furry kitty cat. And then there are other times when you just look at them and you realize that these guys are powerful, strong, like really unpredictable creatures, you know. And, you know, we had tiger trainings like Theory, and there are lots of people who knew tigers. I would just talk to them about what it's like, and he would explain all these different things about tigers. And I mean, me myself, you know, every time I got on the boat, I used to try and imagine that the tiger is on the boat, and I used to like keep away from a certain side of the boat and imagine that the tiger's there. And initially, it was kind of strange just acting opposite nothing and trying to imagine like a tiger on the boat. But eventually, it just became, because we were doing it every day, all day for so long, it just became like he was there, like Richard Parker was there, you know, in my head. He just was on the boat. I didn't have to do much to imagine him there.
Richard Parker, for people who haven't figured it out, is the tiger. Well, the backstory for those who are not familiar is that in the film, Pi's father was a zookeeper, and the father has decided that they have to emigrate, they have to leave because of political turmoil, and that he's transporting the animals on his family along with a freighter to start a new life in Canada, and that they have a shipwreck, and that the tiger is one of the few beings that survived the wreck. I'm just going to play a short clip. Here it is.
I never thought a small piece of shade could bring me so much happiness, that a pile of tools, a bucket, a knife, a pencil might become my greatest treasures, or that knowing Richard Parker was here might ever bring me peace. In times like these, I remember that he has as little experience of the real world as I do. We were both raised in a zoo by the same master. Now we've been orphaned, left to face our ultimate master together. Without Richard Parker, I would have died by now. My fear of him keeps me alert. Tending to his needs gives my life purpose.
You were never really in the boat with the tiger, but you were alone a lot, weren't you? In the as alone as you can be with a film crew.
Yeah.
And I was wondering how you captured that, both the aloneness and the fear in relating to something that wasn't there.
You know, I think it's just Aang, he does this to you. You know, you go talk to him and he will make you feel whatever he wants you to feel. Just by what he says or how he says it or how he looks at you, I can't figure that out, but he just does it. Hmm. And yeah. I mean, there was also a period when he tried to keep me in a certain amount of isolation so that I would get into that state of mind. I would, you know, we did a lot of yoga and meditation, which also helps. And he made me listen to a lot of spiritual or a certain kind of music. It's like very deep and very, it really affects you mentally. And you just use all of that and you kind of just do it.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. I am speaking with Suraj Sharma. He plays the central figure in the film Life of Pi. It's in theaters now. The lead character, Pi, is stranded on a lifeboat with a tiger. And complicated story. But, you know, perhaps equally terrifying as being stuck on a lifeboat with a tiger would be working with an internationally known figure like Ang Lee, who's, you know, an Oscar winner, famous around the world for all different genres, and you'd never acted before. This is one of those situations where, well, I don't know, let's just play a short clip of him talking about his experience with you on the set. Here it is.
Working with Suraj, you remind me of some kind of talent. It seems like his last lives were doing acting. All you have to do is not training him. The training is really about awakening him, reminding him of what he used to know. He's so natural to be in front of a camera. I was worried in the training sequence he didn't swim and never act before. And not the most disciplined kids in India.
What's he talking about there?
Which part?
He said, we know that you didn't swim before. You know that you didn't act before. Not the most disciplined kid in India. What's he talking about?
I have a lot of energy. There was a point when I just arrived, I didn't have much to do initially because, you know, they were still figuring out what I had to do and how they were going to train me. And I didn't have much to do all day. So I found this scooter kind of a thing, and I used to basically, when everybody was working and, you know, they were hard at work and extremely busy, I didn't have anything to do. So I used to go around on this little scooter and basically mess with people. So I was quite a nuisance.
Well, you are 17, or you were. Mm-hmm. You were only 17. Did he ever be like, Serge, stop it?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people were like that initially. But I was just having a good time.
You were having a good time. You were already doing the star turn, huh? You were already being a star? Were you being a Devo?
No. I was not doing that. I was just basically being a kid, I guess. I don't know.
You're just bored.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think the whole experience taught you about yourself?
Oh my God.
What do you think?
Oh, that's not easy. I can't explain it really. You know, it's just 10 months of doing things you never imagined you could do. 10 months of doing things that you had never done before. You know, it's life changing. I can't tell you how because it changed me probably in a million ways. You know. I mean, I'd never worked so hard, never wanted to work so hard. I'd never been exposed to so many, you know, amazing people. It was the first time out of the country. And, you know, the intensity of a set is incredible, you know. And imagine things like this. You're coming from a little house and you're in Taiwan. You don't know what's happening. And you go from the first day to the production office and they tell you that, oh, yeah, we took over an airport. And now that's our office. And the terminals are production thingy, production office, and we're going to cut up the runway and build a tank. It just is really alien. You know, you just don't imagine things like that. Just learning so much, you just get your eyes open to something. I don't know what, but my eyes grew opened. Oof.
What's next for you?
I don't know. I'm going to college right now.
You're going to college now?
Yeah. Oh. And hopefully, eventually, I'll get to go to film school. You know, I might act, I might direct. I really don't know. That's just to be seen. All I know is I want to tell stories. It's just inspiring so much.
How are the other students treating you? Are you a big man on campus or do people like, that's just Serge, what the heck?
Yeah. It's really like that. I don't know. They're treating me all right.
Well, you know, you have some tiger friends you could call on if...
Yeah, if anyone
messes
with me,
messing with
man.
You. Yeah. Well, congratulations. I have the feeling it hasn't really even sunk in yet.
No, not even close.
Well, keep in touch. Let us know what you decide to do. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you again. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Serge Sharma stars as Pai Patel in the new film Life of Pi, and he was kind enough to join us from our bureau in New York. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.